Welcome to an inspirational message by Pastor Harold Weiss, Senior Pastor at Little Falls Christian Center.
Let the Word of God, as Afrikaans translation say, laat die woord van die Here sy snelle gang deur ons lewens kry. Let the Word move through the entirety of us here on earth. For we know, Lord, that on this earth we have no lasting legacy. We have no lasting city. We are pilgrims. We are sojourners. We are aliens, and we are not of this world. We're in the world. We occupy till you come to fetch your church. We are the bride of Christ. We are the body of Christ through our relationship with you. We thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Now bless the vision of this church. Bless everybody's vision. You have to have a vision for your life. And if you have that vision over the next 5 years, God bless you with that. In Jesus' name, prosper your people, even in the way of thinking. Strategy with insight, spiritual understanding, and wisdom with a skill that accompanies wisdom and foresight to a better tomorrow. We build the kingdom of God. We help and we occupy South Africa for Jesus Christ the Lord. Can you say amen? Give the Lord one more praise offering. Everybody, you may take your seats. Now, you know what? I want to tell you, I got a short period to preach, but that doesn't worry me at all. Because I said to Maud on the road back from Cape Town, I said to her, you know, I don't need to prepare notes. In fact, there are no notes in front of me, only some scriptures here that I have on the computer. I can quote or I can read the scriptures. That doesn't matter to me. So, you know, there's just so much in your heart you want to tell the people. But in this last period of time, particularly the last week, I had two visitations from the Lord. The first one, I find myself reading. Maybe we should go there to that also immediately. So let me just get that verse there. And I'll take you now to it. And just maybe I should start with that one. But before you turn there. So in the night, you know, you have what I always call mixed girl dreams. You know, people dream. There's moneta dung, but it's something that happens when you have had a very busy day, or as they used to. One day they mocked me. A man mocked me. He says, well, maybe Harold had too much pizza when I told him something's going to be happening. You know, you must have eaten too much pizza that day. Well, they swallowed their words because exactly what I said, that happened. Exactly. Very quickly. So that dear brother is not with us anymore. He's gone on to be with the Lord, not because of that, but because of the fact that I suppose that's God's choice when, where, and how people depart. But I found myself preaching to a full audience as is here. And I'm preaching, and here are the people, and they're very responsive. Because I'm going to use this expression, because a modernized type of expression where you say you really get it, when you really understand it. I got it. Yes, I get it. In other words, I click, I understand. Eu compreendo in Portuguese. Ich verstehe in German. Ek verstaan nou wat hier aangaan in Afrikaans. En so aan. I'm beginning to preach to the people, and I'm saying this, I'm going to do this by intro this morning, and then I'll continue a little bit on this, because tonight I want to pray for people, and I want to believe God for miracles. I could tell you just one miracle that took place. My eldest cousin, his name is Louis Weitz, he's exactly 10 years older than me. He's 86 now. He'll be going 87 this year. And they phoned me, and his son is JP. Weitz. Afrikaans is altijd geen Weitz. But J.P. Weitz, he's an advocate. And he wanted to come to church here. So he brought his parents, which is my cousin. They were here with the New Year's Eve service. And they were just blown away by what they experienced in this church. We're alive and well, my friend. Can you say amen to that one? All of us are alive and well. We have a future in this nation. Can you say amen to that one? God is in control. Can you say amen to that one? So we're alive and well. And so they come here, they're blown away. They're not used to this thing. Now, in this past week, he went off to the Cape now, and I don't know if he's back in church today, but he was telling me that he had, and he was wearing hearing aids in both ears, bad hearing. So Kenny Edmark now, he's an advocate, and they go to court. They got to hear what the people are saying in that court. And so he's got these hearing aids, and if you lay hands on him like that, they go, tweet. And they can't put your hand on people like that. It sings in their ears. And also he had two stomach ulcers that were bleeding. Last Sunday, he comes to me and says to me, Oom Harold, calls me Oom Harold. He says, Oom Harold, vat 'n bietjie aan my ore, wat voel jy? Ek sê, nee, ek weet nie, ek vat aan jou ore, ek voel nou snaaks om aan jou ore te vat. Hy sê, kyk nou weer 'n keer. Both the hearing aids are gone, he's been healed, his hearing is back. 100%. He says, and I had two bleeding ulcers. I came to the Holy Spirit Fire Conference. Gone. I'm healed. No more bleeding. Those things are gone. Went for the test for it. It's gone. Healed. He says, you have no idea. Of the presence of God in this church. He says, when this band comes, it's like a wave. He says, when you walk on the platform, that's the next wave. When the people worship, that's another wave. I couldn't help but to get healed during that period of the Holy Spirit Fire Conference. I said, let's go on with that. I said, let's go on with that tonight. I said, let's have revival every Sunday night. Dan ons by die huis bly wat by die huis wil bly, maar ons gaan herlewing hou in die huis van die Here. Kan julle sê amen? Do you believe Jesus Christ heals the sick? Really, really, really. If you say, I believe that Jesus heals the sick, stand to your feet, praise the living God. He can heal you. He can heal you. He can heal you today. Praise the living God. Hallelujah. We don't pray for nothing, my friend. We just don't pray for nothing. Had these guys going around say, oh, you know, this is all, this is fake, that's fake, that. Die arme stommerik, hy is so dig. He's like, you know, what they say, you know, you can be ugly and do something about it, stupid, he's forever. You know, no, there's no fake and whatever. Until you get the cancer and you get healed, then you don't call it fake anymore. We've had them here. One of those people that got healed is a medical doctor now. First went and he studied as a chemist, and then he went and he studied as a doctor, and I think he specializes now. The fact of the matter is, Jesus heals. Jesus heals. Jesus heals. The problem is, and I'm going to go with the Holy Spirit because I'm talking about this vision and I'm talking about this too. You know, the problem is we limit God without thinking. Pastor George, I get to people, and I get to people, and again get to people. Dan sê hulle vir jou, jy nou sê, ek het nou pijn hier in hierdie voet. Ek loop daar met hierdie pijn, kyk nou. Ek loop nou so, nou so. Dan moet ek nou hierdie voet optel om daar neer sit. Dan moet hierdie optel om daar neer sit. And then with the greatest of detail, they spend a half an hour talking about all their aches. How about saying, he will send it health and healing. He will heal your body and he will restore your fortunes. Listen, the punishment of your peace was upon Jesus. By his stripes, you were healed. Receive it today, even now, and be healed. He paid the price. It's the power of the cross. Accept. Dis die krag van die kruis. Sê hulle amen daarachter. Amen. How many of you say the power of the cross of Jesus? There's a little song. There is victory for me. There is victory for me through the blood of Christ my Savior. There is victory. How many of you know that song? Raise your hands. Okay. We sang that song sometimes a little bit before some people were even born. Jesus, the Christ, by the power of his name, to the glory of God the Almighty Father, by the power of his covenant, by the power of his wounds, his stripes, his sufferings, paying for your and my sin, has set you free. Therefore, receive what he has said and speak health into your body, because your own words could be the very devastation and the cause of whatever goes wrong, all these maladies and the things that people talk about, those things all the time. I hear it all the time. All the time. Shehati vechalatai in a mosh lechet there. Yahweh Rafa. Blach in a mesh nekilabo. Adonai Eruchim Tsevaot. Almighty God, I worship you. Now, so I begin to preach. And I'm repeating a sermon because it came through. I'm trying to just copy that. And I said to the people, do you believe that you, your body, is a temple of the Holy Spirit? And of course, yes. Maar nou, ek kan nou niemand hier sien hand opsteek, maar how many of you believe that you're a temple of the Holy Spirit? Let me see your hands. Okay. How many of you believe you've received the Holy Spirit? Raise both your hands. Okay. How many of you then also believe you're totally persuaded? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. You believe with all of your heart in the word of God, the word of faith, the word of life. The confession, I have believed, therefore. That's in Romans 10, verse number 8, where it says these words, now we have believed, therefore we've also spoken. How many of you believe that if you speak the word over your body, over your life, it shall be according to the word? I, this morning, in Jesus' name, for example, now this, I've done this, but just tell you, in the name of Jesus, this vessel is consecrated unto God. I believe by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. I believe that there will come a time that the Lord will take me home. But I believe until then, I'll be fully under the control of the Holy Spirit, under the control, because I am part of the body of Christ. And the body of Christ is not sick. I think you need to stand up and praise God properly for that one. Come on. Shout hallelujah. 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 Okay. Like I said, you know, I'm supposed to preach a sermon, but now this one. So I said to the people, do you believe you're the body of Christ? I said, yes. Now, seeing that you are the body of Christ, the next question in the sermon in the night that came was, all right, if you're the body of Christ, tell me now, was Christ crucified and you're the body of Christ? How many of you believe Jesus Christ, the Lord, the Son of God, was crucified in Jerusalem at the place called Calvary, the place of the sky? How many believe that? Now tell me, if he was crucified and he died on that cross, but remember, now just this is the story. But you're his body. What are you going to say about that? Say this after me. I have been crucified with Christ. I live no more, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God, who suffered and died for me on the cross, and I am in Christ Jesus. Now, the wages of sin is death. But if death has taken place, the wages are gone. Wage means something that's paid out. We're preaching the good news of Jesus Christ, and people are walking with an overwhelming sin consciousness. Let me go a little bit further. In the book of Romans, you will remember these verses that I read them to you. And this is now all part of a sermon in the night. What shall we say then, seeing that we crucified with Christ? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Everybody say, we died to sin. Dink 'n bietjie daaroor mooi na. Because Paul speaks, I think now in my mind comes up immediately Colossians 1, 26, 27, 28, the mystery that has been hidden since the foundation of the ages, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, I've been crucified with Christ. I am dead to sin, but alive to God. Does the Bible say so? I'm glad you asked that question. Let's take a read on here. Or do you not know, verse 3, that as many of us have been baptized into Christ Jesus, we're baptized into his death. As jy deur die doop bad is, is jy ook deur die graf. And now you're raised up in the newness of life. And it says here, that just as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, we identify with that, we die together, we're his body, we're still his body, he's been raised from the dead. He is the sinless Lamb of God, and we are the body of Christ. Our sins have been paid for. Our sicknesses gone past by his suffering has that account is out. Now faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hebrews 11, 1, by the way. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in the newness of life. Then, for if we've been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man, everybody say, my old man, our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin, our sin natures too in the process, might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now we have died with Christ. Verse number 8, very important, verse 8. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Have you received everlasting life in your heart, in your mind, in your total being? How many of you believe that you have received everlasting life through Christ Jesus, through faith in his name? Wave with your hands to the Lord. Now give the Lord a praise offering for that. Amen. Body of sin's done away with. You got to really click on this one. Very good. For he who has died has been freed from sin. I've been crucified. I live no more. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. Death no longer has dominion over us. We have everlasting life. And what's more, the Bible tells us in the book of Philippians 2, 20 and 21, that even our lowly body, which is this body, the body of sin, for our citizenship, the Greek word for that is politeia, from which we get politics, is in heaven, from whence we await the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body. What will he do? Transform, metamorpho, change our lowly body through divine interaction and a massive empowerment, transform our lowly body to become conformed as unto his glorious body. So now we look forward to the glorious body. Romans 8 tells you more about that. 2 Thessalonians 4:13 tells you more about that. And if you look at what happened to Jesus after being raised from the dead, you find out quickly what are the characteristics of a glorified body. Read in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 15 also, when the dead is raised at the sound of the last trumpet, you read about the body that you will be walking in. And you look at that, you are here in a body of sin. But the body of sin has been done away with. It's there, it's active. The principle of sin is there. But if you feel there's something that bothers you or bugs you, you've done something wrong, then you confess your sin. In the book of 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, Christ has been made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Do you believe that? Do you believe that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross? And you're the body of Christ, so then you also die. So we went and we put you in that baptismal pool and you left your old nature behind. You have literally, it's like you pulled the plug. It's like you've done away with that. The only problem is that people don't follow the Spirit, go into spiritual maturity. They still live the old life. So from the moment of transformation and the moment of being born again, we're supposed to grow spiritually. We're supposed to grow in the Word. We're supposed to grow in everything we do. We should grow. When we did aptitude testing, I was trained out there in Johannesburg at IBM on that. Aptitude testing. So when you do that with people, you see that if you take intelligence coefficient, is simply this, it's your mental age over your chronological age. Take it spiritually, spiritual mental age over your spiritual chronological age. Lank al 'n Christen gaan nog aan soos 'n baba. Colossians 1:14, spiritual understanding. In other words, in the Greek, spiritual intelligence. Lank al 'n Christen gaan nog aan soos 'n baba. Gooi nog altyd die toys uit die kot uit. God wants us all to grow up. God has come to this place to set the people free. Then I said, Lord, how come I get this message? And that bothered me for the rest of the week. What am I saying? Dead to sin. There it says in Romans chapter number 6, just read this too before I go. Verse 11. In your own Bible, Romans 6:11, you need to read that Romans 6 1,000 times. Likewise, you also, believers today at Little Falls, reckon yourselves, as the accountancy term there. Rekenkunde, as you will. Reckon yourselves, everybody say myself, to be dead to sin, indeed dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Now look at me now. I'm looking at people who are alive in Christ. I look at people that Jesus paid for on the cross. I look at the gospel, the unique gospel that promises healing, deliverance, salvation, everything, spirit, soul, body, the whole thing. And there's no other religion under the sun. Hulle kan kom met hulle storieetjies en nog hulle stories. Ek sit nie saam met hulle by een tafel nie. And no other name given under heaven by which a man can be saved except by the name of Jesus Christ the Lord. Can you say amen? No other name. You know, I promise you, I'm going to close with one more quote quickly. Let not your hearts be troubled, said Jesus. Believe in God and believe also in me. In the house of my Father, there are many mansions for the body of Christ, because he paid for us, and through faith we washed in his blood. We are dead to sin and alive to God. I go to prepare a place for you, the church, the bride of Christ, the bride of Christ. Very clearly, the bride of Christ. And then I'll come and come back again and receive you unto myself. And then Thomas began to ask him questions. And he says, now, where's this and what? And Jesus saith unto him, I am the way. Truth and life. No man comes to God the Almighty Father except through me. Stand up, give him a praise offering. That's right, give him a good praise offering, everybody. Say hallelujah. You are free. All of you, you're free. If you do something wrong, confess it, because we know that the principle of sin still exists. But if you walk in the light, 1 John 1:7, as he is in the light, he is the light of the world, then we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, continuous aorist tense, cleanses you as you go from day to day from all sin. 1 John 1. I live with a God consciousness. I live with a God awareness. I live with a God love. I live with a God vision. I have a vision. And this church has got a vision. You should have your vision. And may God bless you with your vision and the goals of your life, that you will obtain those goals, always giving glory to Him. I shall see you tonight by the will of God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be upon you now and forevermore. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord lift up His countenance over you and be gracious to you and give you peace. And all God's people said,
for more teachings like this and other material, please visit our website at www.littlefallsonline.com.